notebook. B7. We are going to talk about Daniel chapter 3 for this section. We know that after Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of a big image, that was in chapter 2. And later on, he made a very huge image of gold by himself. And he wanted all the people to worship the image and to worship his gods. And Daniel's three friends refused to do it. They were thrown into the fire, and the Lord kept their life. So from this story, we would like to talk about to face the conflict of faith. To live in this world, this world is still under the control of Satan. So sometimes this world will make us to do something that is against our faith. Maybe it's not in a very forceful way, but sometimes it could be in a very subtle way. When you are with friends, you like to mingle with your peers, and they are doing something that is against your belief. Do you want to follow them, or do you want to follow God? Now, later on you grow up, you have a business. In order to make money, you might need to yield into the principles. Do you want to do that? There was a sister who is serving a tourist guide in Hawaii, yeah? And she said that serve as a tourist guide in Hawaii, actually you don't make too much money. The tip is not too much. They don't have commission. At the end by commission, they don't have best salary. So the only thing they can make money is like to sell, the company will make them to sell some jewelry, diamond, you know, golden rings, because those who go to Hawaii for honeymoon, you know, they want the husbands to buy some jewelry for the wife, yeah? So the company will import a lot of jewelry from mainland China, which is not very expensive. But they will have to make stories to tell them that, you know, those jewelry actually is stick out from the diamond head. You know, there's a diamond head in Hawaii, yeah? Diamond head used to have a lot of diamond. Actually, if you go to Hawaii, you know that. Sister Laurie, does diamond head have diamond? It does? It doesn't, yeah? Yeah, diamond head do not have diamond. They have a lot of kind of material under the sun. It looks like diamond, so it's called diamond head. But they will make stories, because you don't know, yeah? Only Sister Laurie know, yeah? You don't know. Tourists don't know. So they will make her to, you know, make story up, you know? These diamonds or these rings are dig out from diamond head. It was like years ago, hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, those kind of precious stones. So, you know, they were persuaded you, so you were able to buy it. And then to make money, she will follow the instruction and do it. And after years and years, she feels so struggle in her heart. Like, how can I lie to make money? How can I lie to make money? Later on, she quit her job. She said, I cannot do it. I do not want to compromise the principle as a Christian. Therefore, she's without job. Now she find a part-time job right now. But thank God for that, since she quit her job, guess what? She received Holy Spirit. She is now in her 50s. Yet, because of she quitting this kind of job, she received the Holy Spirit. So we can see that sometimes we might face some conflict of faith, and it's a big decision for you to make. You know, some people who are serving in the mortgage agent, you are too young to know this, but when you buy a house, yeah, you need to have a loan. When you make a loan, for me to make a loan is very unlikely because my salary is very low. If I want to make a loan, usually, you know, for people like me want to make a loan, some of the mortgage agent will do a lot of things for you. They will change your job title, right? If I'm a manager, but you become a manager, they will change your salary, maybe add one more zero at the end, just to qualify you, and they are helping you. Now, a lot of people might feel very struggle. Do I need to continue this kind of job? Or if I keep this job, if I do not forge the paper, that means what? I might lose my custom. I lose my customers. And do I want to keep my principle to maintain my integrity as a Christian? So even though we are not forced to worship idols, but there are many things in this world that may make you feel very struggle. Is it right I do this? Is it wrong I do this? What is my principle? So sometimes we face that kind of persecution. Now, to have this kind of idea bear in mind, you know that this lesson is also for you and for me. It's not only a story that occurs thousands of years ago. Now, from chapter 3, we notice that the world at that generation worship idols. Yeah. How big is the idols? Please read chapter 3, Daniel chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Daniel chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Wunda, I think I remember this name, Wunda. Please stand up and read out loud for us, please. Wunda, would you please stand up and read out loud for us? Amen. So you can see that at that generation, everybody was forced to worship a golden image. Huh? How tall is the golden image? Richard. It's 60 cubits. How tall is Goliath? In cubit wise, if you read on KJV, 6 cubit. If you ever study a book, 6 cubit, yeah? If you ever study the height of Goliath, yeah? It's about 9 feet. How tall is Shaquille O'Neal? 7 feet only. 7'3". So, you know, Goliath is taller than Shaquille O'Neal. About 2 feet taller. I'm only 5 feet, yeah? I'm about 6. How tall am I? About 6 feet. Eh? About 6 point. About 7 feet. I'm sorry. So it's about. So you can see that image, yeah? The image is 10 times of Shaquille O'Neal. Maybe 11 times of Shaquille O'Neal. How big was that? How big is it? Right? And then it was set up in a plain. In a plain means that there's no mountain. So from far away, you are able to see a golden, shining staff standing over there. And he wanted all, he collect all the peoples come from all over the place, nations, languages, races, come. And those high officers, when they hear the symphony, they shall kneel down to the idols. That is the generation. We just mentioned that actually in this world it's under the control of Satan. And Satan used all kinds of ways to make us to depart from the law of God, to worship different idols. Today when we talk about idols, actually it's not an image anymore, you know. Why is that? Please turn to Amos. Amos chapter 5, verse 26. After Daniel is Hosea. After Hosea is Joel. After Joel is Amos. Huh? Chapter 5, verse 26. 5:26. Mike from Vancouver. Michael or Mike? Michael, please stand up and read out loud. I want you to stand up so you can read out loud. Everybody can hear you. Chapter 5, verse 26. Maybe from 25, sorry. Amen. Verse 25 and 26, yeah? What, in the wilderness, what did they carry? Really, what did they carry? In reality, it's Ark of God, yeah? Right? 40 years that they carry out of God. It is the presence of God. But the prophet was accusing them, no, you are not carrying the Ark of God. You are carrying all kinds of, you know, false gods, tents, and idol stuff, and you are the stars of your own gods. Meaning what? Even though physically you are carrying my Ark, but in your heart, actually you are following other gods. So the same thing today, even though we are sitting over here, or many people do not really worship idols, quote-unquote, an image in your living room, but that's not necessary in your heart. You don't have idols. Now, from the image of the Nebuchadnezzar, what is idols? What is the characteristic of these idols? What is it made of? Gold, right? Gold. So today, many people worship what? Really, they worship money. Oh, well, please turn to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 13. Luke 16, verse 13 and 14. Katie, would you please read? Stand up, please. 16, 14, and 13. 13 and 14. Through 13 and 14. Yeah, they laugh at Jesus. Yeah, what do you mean? I mean, how can you say I can only serve one master? I either serve God or serve mammon. You know what, brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean you should not make money. Money is neutral. But you know what? A lot of time when you graduate, most of you are thinking, why do you go to good college? Yeah? Because you want a good job. Why do you want a good job? Because you want a good life. You want to make more money. And it is not wrong to go to that road, but the issue is that what is in your heart? Is God number one in your heart? Or money number one in your heart? The Bible simply says that these two masters cannot simply coexist together. Doesn't mean you cannot be rich, but if you are rich, yeah, money can also be your servant. They cannot be your master. So where is your heart today? Many people, even though they might not be rich, but their idol is also what? It's also money. Because money is dollar sign, it's only sign they see in their life. Everything is money, money oriented, money driven. And when this occupies a person, actually, that is worshiping idols. You know what? In this world, yeah, many people worship physical idol because they know that the idol will give them fortune. Taiwanese worship 财神爷. Have you ever heard of 财神爷? What is 财神爷? Mercury? What is 财神爷? Mercury? The car. Anybody? Peter, what is Mercury? So you know. Oh, okay. Sorry. So Mercury is Tyson. Anyway, into a lot of Japanese store, yeah, they put a lot of cat, yeah? What is that? This is for money. They worship that cat. 那个猫, 就是为了招财进宝, right? To make more money into. People worship money, worship idols, a lot of reason is because they want fortunes. They were like that. So today, yes, everybody like to be successful. But if a successful replace God, then we are in trouble. There was a story talking about a lot of Satan have a discussion, yeah? Try to say, how do we lure TJC member not to go to church as often? What's the best way we can stop TJC member to go to church, yeah? Then they were discussing, yeah, maybe we should give them troubles in their life. If there are troubles in their life, they may think, well, their God do not protect them, therefore they won't go to church anymore. They don't worship the one true God anymore. But guess what? Even though the Lord allowed Satan to give us trouble, but a lot of believers like Job, yeah? We are like Job. When we are trouble, we still hold on God. We will not leave God because we know that, you know, God can help us to solve our trouble. The more trouble we have, the closer we are drawn to God. And the Satan noticed that this trick is not working. Later on, they make another decision. Let's try to give them money. You know? If they have money, you know, they will hold on their money. They will worry about money. They will think about how do I invest my money. It's going to be Microsoft stock or, you know, Apple stock or whatever oil price, Exxon stock. They will keep thinking about how to use their money. Then they will be occupied. Then they will not go to church anymore. This is one of their tricks. Today, money could be an obstacle for people. Because money is very powerful, like you heard it yesterday from Pastor Liang. Many Chinese people dare to go to South Africa? They live in a town where crime rate is greatly because they love money more than their life, right? So money is very powerful. Yes, indeed, money is very powerful and useful, but where is your heart? Because indeed, money could be an idol. Now, this golden image, second characteristic of this golden image. How many people go there to worship him? It's all races, all languages, and all kinds of people, yeah? And all the high officers were summoned to there for the dedication. So today, there's another invisible idol, which is something that this is popular to this world, which is also popular to us. And then it could be an idol. If you focus that item, that stuff, more than our Lord Jesus Christ, if its importance is more than our Lord Jesus Christ, it is an idol. Because Jesus said, you shall love me with all your heart, all your strength, with all your, what? All your mind and with all your soul, yeah? Now, sometimes our idol will become what? iPod? Is that right? How do you pronounce it? iPod, right? Like you listen, really, a lot of young men listen to iPod. Never stop. Even they go to the church, they listen to iPod. Right? Pod. Yes. iPod, yeah? Now, about some movie stars, Michael Jackson. Sometimes you go to a young man's room, poster of Michael Jackson, t-shirt Michael Jackson, oh, a lot of records Michael Jackson, the way he walked like Michael Jackson. Everything Michael Jackson. Yeah, his art is Michael Jackson. Now, where's Jesus Christ? It's popular figures, American idols. American, quote-unquote, idol. Yeah? So, whatever is popular, that could become our idols too. People like to watch it, some popular games that they did not go to supper service. This became an idol. Now, another characteristic of this idol is what? It mingles with what? Entertainment. So, when they say, when we play the symphony, the all kinds of music, then you shall worship this golden image, yeah? Today, many entertainments, actually, a lot of idol worshiping have to do with entertainments. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 32, verse 6. Entertainments and adultery, yeah? I'm not saying that you should not earn money. I'm not saying that you should not listen to decent music. I'm saying that if those kind of stuff occupy your mind, your eyes, your mind only have iPod certain songs, and only dollar signs, this is totally wrong. This is totally idol. Exodus chapter 32, verse 6. Vivian. Please stand up, please. I know you're tired, that's why. Not you, I mean everybody. Yes, they sit down and eat and drink and roll some bread. When they worship the golden calf, it mingles with entertainment. And you know what? Sexual immorality is some kind of evil, sinful entertainment human beings have. And sometimes when people worship idol, they mingle with this kind of activity. Please turn to Numbers chapter 25, verse 1. Numbers 25, verse 1. Olivia? Numbers 25, verse 1. Yes, when they worship God, verse 2. Verse 2, Olivia, sorry. Yes, when they worship those kind of foreign gods, right, they mingle with sexual immorality. You know what? Yesterday we talked about Dan Brown's, Da Vinci Code. They worship the spring god. How did they worship the spring god? The thing is, it's like permitted by Jesus Christ because it is from Jesus. They proclaim that, right? What do? They like using, wearing masks in the first day of springtime. They do all kind of, that is totally pagan's practice. Mingle with sex pleasure with worshiping. And they believe that it is divine, it is okay. It is, you know, but to worship foreign gods, actually, they are combined with entertainment, sexual immorality. Nowadays, you know what? Many people, they don't have Jesus Christ in their heart. They have what? They have a lot of sexual immoral videotapes in their heart. They download it from internet. Sometimes I read CNN.com. Once upon a time, there was a report talking about, this is a survey from UK. They says even 30% of women, I think UK also, maybe United States is even worse, yeah, but the study is from UK. 30% of women downloaded pornography video. All those clips, all those videos, yeah? It's so many that you can choose from, so many websites that you can download it. And because of so many people, those kind of stuff is so occupied in human beings' heart, it even influenced their marriage life. Now that is virtual stuff already can satisfy their heart. They don't need really real people anymore. So their marriage was influenced. Now, this is nowadays really, I mean, computer bring a lot of convenience and a lot of knowledge, but it also bring a lot of damage some of our life if people do not use it wisely. Now I know some of you log onto where? MySpace.com, right? Because CNN.com say that. CNN.com says that nowadays your parents lock you up from Playboy.com or whatever.com, I don't know. But is this still a way you can use those kind of different routes to see the very evil stuff? Now, in your mind every day, like if you always occupy and think about, especially when you are at the age of growing up, you keep logging into MySpace.com and to see the things that you are not supposed to see, those things that might rose up your desire, and every day your mind is occupied by that. Guess what? I think you become an idol because God's space is no more. There's a throne for MySpace.com. There's no throne for Jesus in your heart. Right? So you become an idol. So we should not think we don't have idol. Yes, we do. And why do we do that? Because many people do that. It's so popular. Many people worship that. Worship those kind of stuff. I don't know if there's any good things in MySpace.com though. Are there any good things in MySpace.com? Maybe I shouldn't say this, yeah? So you know the tree of good and evil, yeah? Maybe evil. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that, yes, this idols in this generation that could occupy your mind. Oh. And people are doing it, so you want to do it. God hated idols most in his heart. Turn to 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 26. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 26. 21 verse 26. Ricky? 1 Kings chapter 21 verse 26. The version says that the Lord very hated this kind of stuff. Or you say abominably, yeah? In Chinese, huh? 最可憎的是 最可憎恶的是, Chinese translation, yeah? The most abominable idols are most abominable in the eyes of God. Oh. So we should be very careful. Idol will arouse the anger of God and will bring us destruction and will lead us into hell. Therefore, we should not worship this golden image. Even though we don't have physical one, we might have the invisible one, yeah? Now, let's talk about, so now we know there's a God image in our life. And even though you don't worship image, yeah, the God image, but the world will persecute those who do not worship this golden image, yeah? Now later, of course, these three people was persecuted. Let me ask you a question. Where is the image, right? Where was this image? Where was it? Philip, where was it? Chapter 3, verse 1. Huh? In a plain of where? Hello, anybody know? Dura. Where is the plain of Dura? Babylon. Province of Babylon, yeah? Now, where is the three peoples? They are officer of which province? Chapter 2, verse 49. They are high officers in which province? Yeah? Babylon, yeah? Hey, I'm a Christian. I serve over here. But suddenly they were an image, the king, in my province, yeah? These three high officers. In my province, there is a high God image set in my territory where I'm in control of. Can you do anything about it? You ask the three people, can you do anything about it? You cannot do anything about it. You can only allow the king to do whatever you like, love to do. So really, in this world, a lot of time, okay, you worship your idol. You want to, well, you want to, you know, listen to, you're occupied by all this kind of evil stuff. But I cannot do anything about it. But okay, you live your life. I live my life, right? You drink your water from the cistern. I will drink my water from my river, yeah? Our life has no association. I can only allow you to do that in my territory. But I can choose not to do it, the same thing, right? Even though the idol is there, I don't need to follow you guys to worship the idol. So indeed, Jesus says, we are deep in this world, but we shall be above this world. Our feet under the earth, but our feet shall be not defiled by the dust. Have you ever seen like a palm? Sometimes they are lily growing up from the palm. Red color sometimes. White color, lily. 很漂亮,对不对? 清高,漂亮,清香, right? Elegant, beautiful, smells good. When you look from far, far, beautiful, then a lot of Christians should be like that. We are in among the muddy pond, but we are above the muddy pond. We are in this filthy world, but we are above this filthy world. We still can shine the light of God. People can still smell our fragrances. This is what Brother Woody says in the morning, you shall walk in the light. Huh? So even though people are worshiping it, it's in your territory, you cannot do anything. But still, you can choose to do things differently. But even though you want to choose to do things differently, doesn't mean people do not accuse you. Okay? Doesn't mean people do not persecute you. Please read chapter 3, verse 12. Chapter 3, verse 12. Jeremy from Dallas. 站起来念. Chapter 3, verse 12. Okay, okay. Oh. They were accused, yeah, by the other high officers. Now, let me ask you a question. All these three people are persecuted. Where's Daniel? How come Daniel was not persecuted? Huh. Where's Daniel? Travis. How come Daniel was not there? Okay, Travis, would you please read chapter 2, verse 49? Yeah, please stand up so I can read out loud. Everybody hear you?
Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king.
So where's Daniel? In the? In the gate of the king. Where's the idol?
In the Babylon.
In the plain of Dura. So Daniel is much higher. His position is much higher. He was in the gate of the king, yeah? And the image outside there, yeah? And when they summon, bum, bum, I don't know how to sound. Maybe. Violin or whatever. Symphony, dun, 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 dun. Everybody bow down, yeah? Everybody bow down. Hey, suddenly, how come three people? Because they are all what, high officers, yeah? All the judges, we just read that. Judges, administrators, treasurers, and stuff. They are all high officers, yeah? But three people, hey, hiding at the behind. Hiding at behind people. Maybe they want to trick it a little bit, yeah? They want to. I don't know. I don't know what they do. Maybe they just simply, you know, they don't want to worship them. But still, see, people still figure out, hey, how come you do not? They report it to the king. I believe when that order comes out, of course, think about it. All the Jewish people are over the places, yeah? I don't believe all the Jewish people will worship, bow down to that image because nobody see you. Why do you need to do that? Only at that kind of official occasions, right? In front of the images. Because it was deep there, many people were summoned together, and then they are required, so we accuse it. Huh? Today, don't think that you want to worship God, then you don't have any persecution. Okay? Now, you don't want to, when you have roommates, and you know, you behave decently, your roommate might laugh at you. What's the matter with you? Do you have a problem? Now, I tell you, there's a brother told me, yeah? Maybe I'll share this with you. A brother, like his friends, some of them, like roommates, start to wonder, hey, what are you? Are you gay? How come you never have girlfriends within this 2-3 years, yeah? And then they start, they continue asking, one year later, they notice that this guy is not gay, yeah? Then they start asking, hey, are you disabled, malfunction or what? I mean, how come you don't have any girlfriends, yeah? I mean, they will use all kinds of way to, what, soft persecute it. Now, sometimes you might run into opposite sex in your school, yeah? And they are so bored and say, dear, yeah? And they will ask you, hey, are you a man? Right? If you're a man, how come you don't want to do this kind of stuff? They might challenge you. You see, in a way, it's a soft persecution. Yes, you want to worship God, but people do not like people. You have different value, and people might think you are weird. Oh. Satan is accuser. When the high priest Joshua was standing in the temple, serving God with a dirty clothing, Satan standing beside his right-hand side, meaning that Satan resists high priest Joshua, accused high priest Joshua. When you are dirty, Satan accuses you. When you are not dirty, when you are blameless like Job, a righteous person in the eyes of God, still Satan accuses you in front of God. So no matter what, you know what? No matter you are good, you are bad, Satan accuses you. And Satan uses who to accuse you? Use your peers. Those who have jealousy about you, about your value. They want to, we are all high officers, yeah? You're high officer, I'm high officer. We are all in charge of, you know, take care of stuff. We are about the same thing. Why I need to be, to be judged? Because, you know, if you do not do bad things, they are judged with your conscience. Right? The conscience will be, how come? They don't like that kind of feeling. So they might want to drag you in and do the same thing. This is how the persecution is. Now, there are three characters of persecution over here, of course. Please read Daniel chapter 3, verse 13. 3:13. Raymond, please stand up and read. Raymond Chen. Thank you, Raymond. Thank you. Amen. So you can see that they were, one of the characteristics is that they were singled out. Is single out the right word? They were picked up. Can you imagine that thousands of people were there, maybe 10,000 of people, high officers, were gathered together, national, come over from the provinces, and only three of you got singled out, yeah? And they will ridicule you. They will try to laugh at you, even persecute you, yeah? So today, in your peers, you could be singled out, huh? Because you are TJC member, because you hold on to your value. We have a sister working in a company. She's in her 30s, yeah? She was very joyful because she found that job. And she was even more joyful. She found most of her colleagues were Christian. And she was so happy to find out that even they have Bible study together. And she was very happy to join them, yeah? And every day, nobody know her. And they were very nice to her, and you know, and so on and so forth. Later on, they ask her, which church do you go to? I said, I go to True Jesus Church. And everybody, never heard about it, yeah? What is True Jesus Church? And therefore, they go home and look into the internet and to look about True Jesus Church, yeah? Next time when they go to the service, everybody look at her with a very weird faces, yeah? You know, True Jesus Church, yeah? It's a cult from the internet. Do you search for True Jesus Church in the internet? People say that you are cult. They judge any denomination by cult is that, number one, you worship one true God, then you are. If you do not believe in Trinity, you are cult. If you say that you are only once the church that have lead people to salvation, you are cult. Oh, this is what they define people, like you know, that's how they judge people. But you know what? From the Bible, we know that there's only one church. Pastor Chow, I have already shared this with you. You gotta believe in it, especially now you are theological training, yeah? You gotta try to know the knowledge about it, to know indeed we are very different from the other denominations, and we might got picked up. we might back, got picked up. Our church is really very, 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 very different from the old denominations. Not only because our doctrines, because our request of our behavior. I listened to Brother Vodi this morning. Suddenly I have a feeling. Because he said he was Christian. You know what? There are many Christians out there, and they don't believe the doctrine we believe, and they don't have the same value we have. Therefore, you know, even though they claim they are Christian, but in their daily life, many of them really still, they don't care about drinking, they don't care about too much about divorce, they don't think it's a very serious thing in the eyes of God, they don't really think that drinking, you know, and drunk and party is anything wrong about it. So even though they are Christian, they hold different understanding of value actually. Not only they have different doctrine, they have different set of value in their life. And they will say that how come you TJC only, you know, you are so narrow-minded, you are only like one way, yeah, and you way so narrow-minded. Even though God is love, God embrace all kinds of people. Yes, indeed, God love all kinds of people. That's why God wants all kinds of people to go on this way. But doesn't mean we can compromise the salvation way. It simply cannot compromise. Because we cannot compromise the salvation way, therefore, we also buy a lot of what? Teachings in the Bible, the value that we hold it very firm, you know. That's why I encourage you to not do all kinds of, to not live in the darkness. And doesn't mean all of you will not live in darkness. Actually, some of you will still mislead it and walk in that darkness. But when you come back in front of God, this kind of concept was given to you again. Now you can be renewed again. I know this world is very bad, right? Sometimes our friends, our society will mislead it to different kind of occasions, different places. But the thing is that if we remain in the Lord, in TJC, and you determine to be trained every year, I believe you will be renewed. You will be a better person year by year. Meaning that I will be a better person than last year. And next year I will be a better person. Even though every year you come here, you still need to repent. But if you find the tricks how to hold on your face, every time you come here, you learn one trick. Because, for example, this year you learn one trick. You want to what? You want to hold on some friends. Brother and sister, I want to hold on them. When I go back home, I want to talk to them. I want to encourage one another. I want to ask them to ask me to pray and make a force that we can encourage one another. Then I think next year will be better than this year. Every year you learn a trick, then every year you'll be a better Christian. And it's always good to come back to God cleansed again. Yes, you feel guilty when you hear that kind of stuff. But guilty feelings shall never remain in your heart. Because you know that God is merciful. If you feel guilty all the time, you know what? You will go insane. No, the truth is not want you to go insane. The truth is want to set you free. To liberate you. So whenever you repent, actually you feel joy. Just like you hear Jeff. Somebody else. When they truly repent, they don't, the peace come in. Actually, the repent, urge you to repent, not to let you have guilty feeling. Urge you to repent, actually, is let you to feel the peace and joy eventually. You know that, and you have confidence that the Lord, you are a new man, the Lord have already forgiven, you have been forgiven. So, really, I mean, if you are a true TJC member, you will never went into depression or because you think your sin is too much, you can handle it. No, because of our Lord is such a wonderful God. Nobody will went depression when he was under the sun. Well, the sun shine up on you. People only have go through depression if they are always in the darkness. Just like Sister Sarah testified. Went into those kind of darkness stuff, they don't say go to hospital. Right? So well, I just want to tell you that, yes, indeed, why do I say all this kind of stuff? Because we're talking about you might be what? Single out. You might be persecuted. And people might think that you are weird because you're a TJC member. You might be single out simply because you're a TJC member. Another one is that they might what? Scare you. If you do not worship my image, I'm going to throw you into the fire. You know what? Some people tell you not to get baptized. You know why? Because their mom tells them that if you got baptized, you will never inherit my house. If you get baptized, my land is not going to belong to you. They try to, you know, use all kinds of way so that we can yield in and compromise. Huh? Chapter 3, verse 15. Chapter 3, verse 15. Patrick, please read. So the king gave them the second chance, yeah? 这个clause是什么样? 20分结束是吧? 10分? 10分还是20分? 10分啊? 10分啊,我们就结束了。 10分啊,来, let's pray in silence.